This goes to John, J-O-N, Daniels, D-A-N-I-E-L-S-P-A-C, fax 989-828-6835, regarding Dawn, last name is Piles, P-Y-L-E-S, date of birth 3/29 of 1955. Dear Mr. Daniels, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Piles with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, hyperkalemia, and T-cell lymphoma with elevated ferritin levels. Her last visit was March 24th of this year. Since that time, she had increased creatinine level on 7/16, markedly increased. It went up to 3.42 with estimated GFR of 14. Phosphorus was elevated at 5.4, potassium was 5.2, carbon dioxide very low at 8. She did not have any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, no hospital admissions. But she had been on a chelating agent, D, E, D like David, E, F like Frank, E, R, I, P like Paul, R, O, N, E, 14, it's 500 milligrams, 14 daily. And that possibly was negatively impacting renal function. And then she also developed a severe UTI, required and possible kidney infection shortly after those labs were drawn. And that was treated with antibiotics, and she's feeling quite a bit better. The patient did attend the Kidney Smart class to learn about dialysis modalities. She saw Dr. Smith to discuss whether an AV fistula placement would be possible, and she was found to be not a candidate for AV fistula placement, but possibly for PD catheter if dialysis was necessary. And then labs were rechecked August 20th, 25, and creatinine was markedly improved, not quite back to baseline, but better, down from 3.42 to 2.52, and estimated GFR up to 20. The potassium was 5.8, though, and CO2 was up from 8 to 14, so that also improved. Sodium was 136. Calcium is 9.5. Albumin was 4.1. She has chronically low hemoglobin that was 6.8 with hematocrit of 21.4 due to the T-cell lymphoma, and that's always treated with blood transfusions. Platelets were also 47,000. White count normal at 3.9. For this mildly elevated potassium levels, she was given Lokelma, 10 grams. One dose was taken on 8/25, and the next dose to be taken 8/26 of 10 grams. That's generally adequate for lowering potassium. She has had the DEFERIPRONE decreased from 14 daily down to 10. And that can actually go down lower or actually be stopped if the renal function does not continue to improve as we expect it might. She's feeling very well today, and although she has lost 13 pounds since she was seen in March of this year. Currently, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema or claudication. She has severe cold intolerance and chronic fatigue due to the chronic anemia. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And other medications include amlodipine with valsartan 5/320 once daily, the Novalin N insulin, it's 10 units twice a day, Lipitor 80 milligram daily, Zetia 10 milligram daily, sodium bicarbonate 650 milligram twice a day. Physical exam, weight 138 pounds, pulse was 99, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140/68. Neck is supple without lymphadenopathy, lungs are clear, Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, and 1+ edema of the lower extremities. And labs were already reported. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels, although not quite back to baseline, which is generally 2.2 to 2.3. So we do want her to continue getting lab studies done monthly. 2, diabetic nephropathy, stable. 3, T-cell lymphoma with chronic anemia, currently stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 2 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.